But tonight, I don't plan on being long, amen. But I want to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart. Yeah, these are some scriptures that a while back I had to meditate these scriptures. It's been years ago. But I needed to know for myself that God is there for me, amen. And tonight's message is called God Will Never Leave You. Amen. He's right there with you. Amen. However you want to call it. Amen. God is on your side and he's right there with you. Amen. So we're going to jump into the word tonight and see what thus says the Lord. And I'm telling you, it's going to bless your life. Amen. Praise Jesus. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 31 and verse 6. I'm going to start at verse 6. Moses was talking to Joshua. Amen. You know, Moses and Aaron, you know, they doubted the Lord. You know, God told them to, you know, speak to the rock. And, you know, Moses wouldn't hit the rock. Amen. Even though they got the water, that cost them something. Amen. That cost them from going over into the promised land. Amen. And when we disobey God, let me tell you something. It'll cost you something. God still loved them. But guess what? They wouldn't get in that promised land. Amen. Amen. And Aaron went to the on top of the mountain and he died. And Moses knew it was his time, so he got ready to pass the baton to Joshua, amen? And he said in verse 6, he said, be strong and of good courage. Do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one that goes with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. I'm going to read the whole thing, and then we'll go back and dissect it. Then Moses called Joshua and said to him in the sight of all of Israel, he said, be strong and of good courage. For you must go with this people to the land which God, which the Lord has sworn unto their fathers to give them, and you shall cause them to inherit it. And the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. He will be with you. He will not leave you nor forsake you. Do not fear nor be dismayed. Amen. Amen. Now, y'all, so much in that we can just. I mean, if this was a meal, we'd be eating until tomorrow. Amen. Praise God. I said I'm going to stop talking about food so much. Ain't that what I said? Amen. Now, I said Big Macs. That's what I said. Okay, so I didn't mention Big Macs. Amen. Praise God. But y'all, I'm going to take this out. I did pray earnestly in my heart. I said, Lord, when you set that feast out, the reason why I keep saying this is because, you know, I'm working on my faith. I said, when we get ready to have that heavenly feast, you know, and we sitting at the table, I'm sitting in my seat, and I see Brother Will over there, and I'm going to be like, where Tyrone at, y'all? Oh, did he go down? No, I'm just playing. Oh, they go Tyrone right there, amen. I said, Lord, dude, I said, well, I asked for one thing. Can we please have double cheeseburgers with bacon and extra mayonnaise? Can we have that in heaven? That's my prayer, amen. Now, your prayer may be some shrimp and grits, and I don't know what your prayer is, but I'm saying, that's what I'm believing God for, amen, amen. Anyway, let's get back to what the scripture said. It says, be strong. Amen. Now, you know, the word strong, it means not easily subdued or overtaken, not easily injured or disturbed. God said, be strong. Don't be easily shaken when things happen to you. How many know there's a devil in this world? How many know, you know, the Bible says when the enemy comes. It didn't say if he comes. Oh, he's going to come. He's going to come. Why? Because he goes as a roaring lion seeking. He's seeking who he may devour. Amen. But the scripture says, be strong. Don't be easily shaken. Don't be easily disturbed. Why? Look, we got something that they ain't got. He ain't got. We have something that the world do not have. Amen. What do we have that they don't have? Oh, Jehovah God himself. Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. It says, be strong and of good courage. Amen. Persevere. Withstand when the enemy comes. What do we stand on? The word of God. How many of you know God said, my word will not return unto me void. Amen. I mean, God is a God that cannot, will not, and can't lie, amen? I mean, he is truth, amen? He just don't tell the truth. He is truth, amen? Praise God. So he said, be strong and of good courage, and do not fear nor be afraid of them, for the Lord your God, he is the one that goes with you, and he will not leave you nor forsake you. So in verse 6 and 7 and verse 8, there's 3 points I want you to see. It says that God goes before you. And then God is with you. And then God goes before you. He's with you. Then he goes with you. He's with you. And then when you go, he goes with you. Oh, my goodness. So he said in the scripture, he said, where is it? He said, I will not leave you, nor will I forsake you. Now the word leave, one of the definitions that's, you know, it really stands out to me. And you know, I really want to hone in on this. It says, fail to include. God said, I will not fail to include you in my stuff. Amen. You ever been in a conversation and you're trying to make friends and they just kind of turn it back on you? Amen. And you feel so unincluded. Amen. Amen. I've been there before. Amen. And, you know, that's why I try to make friends with everybody. You know, when I first started working, I was a territory salesman. Fresh out of college in North Carolina, I was a territory sales manager. Amen. And you know, my sales coach, sales trainer, whatever his title was, he said, if they come within 3 feet of you, make them your customer. Amen. And, you know, I already had that personality. So everybody I meet, how you doing? Amen. Everybody I meet, hey, that's my best friend. Amen. So God said that, he said, I would not fail to include you in my stuff. Amen. That the word leave also means to go away from or to leave behind. Amen. Listen, God said, I ain't gonna leave you. Amen. Now, how many of y'all believe God? Amen. I said, how many of you really believe God? Amen. Listen, when pressure comes, pressure's gonna come, saints. It's gonna come. I mean, man, you could have in your mind this situation's supposed to work out like this right here. How many of you know, boy, that thing can run off the road before you know it? Amen. When the pressure comes, God said, I ain't gonna leave you. Amen. He said, I'm not gonna forsake you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. He said, I'm not gonna leave you behind. I'm not gonna go away from you. Then he says, I'm not going to forsake you. He said, I won't renounce you. Amen. He said, I'm not going to turn away from you. Amen. I will not abandon you or desert you or leave you. God said, I won't do it. Amen. How many know that God's word is like money in the bank? Amen. How many know you knew you had a few thousand in the bank? Amen. And you put your debit card in the thing. You wasn't worried about nothing. Amen. But let it be the other way around. You just wasn't for sure. Amen. If you didn't have that overdraft protection, look out. We first started using the chips, you know, put the chips. And those things to make that loud on, boy, it's making me jump. I'm like, oh, okay, that's the thing that's saying a sign here. I'm like, man, can y'all change it to something more pleasant? I mean, man, you know, at first, that's way back. I'm like, man, that's kind of disturbing my peace, amen. But God said, I won't forsake you. I won't abandon you. I will not renounce you. You know, Queen Elizabeth, now, I probably shouldn't say that. Okay, I'm going to say it anyway. Y'all just, okay. First lady ain't going to get in trouble, amen. You know, Queen Elizabeth lived a long time. I remember I was telling my family, I'm like, man, when this lady going to die? Nah, but, okay, I know that ain't right. I know that ain't right. Lord, forgive me. Lord, forgive me. Forgive me, Jesus. Forgive me. You know, she met Billy Graham, so I trust that she is in heaven, amen. She had a good, close relationship, and, you know, with Billy Graham, and you know, Billy Graham gonna witness to you, amen. He ain't care who you was, amen. Oh, he gonna get you saved, amen. Praise God. But her daddy, King George, was the king. But guess what? He was not supposed to be the king. His brother, Prince Philip, was supposed to be the king. But what happened? He fell in love with a woman and he renounced his whole entire throne. What did he do? He left it behind. He said, I don't care about it, because I love this lady right here. Amen. Yeah, what's the movie? You coming to America. He said, I renounce my whole throne. Amen. That's what he said. He said, look, I don't want to be the king. Y'all can have it all as long as I got my baby. Amen. Praise God. Amen. So God said, I will not. Somebody say, will not. Amen. I will not abandon you. I won't renounce my promises that I have for you, 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 and you. Amen. I'm going to do a Miss Lucy. Shout hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Let me do a Miss May. I can't do Miss May. Is Miss May in here? Give it to me, Miss May. Amen. Are you ashamed tonight? Amen. That's what it is. Because we got company in the house. She's going to be dignified. Amen. I'm telling you, making a shot, boy. Throw the head. Y'all know she can do all that, amen. All right, now watch this. Watch this. So he said, and the Lord, he is the one who goes before you. Boy, you know, if God goes before you, how many know that he goes to prepare a way? Amen. Remember when Jesus and his disciples, they were getting ready to go to Jerusalem. He was going to Jerusalem to worship. And he sent his disciples ahead of him to the Samaritan town to do what? To prepare the way. Amen. Even though the Samaritans didn't want him to come into town, he sent them beforehand to prepare the way. Amen. You ever think about the Thanksgiving meal and you getting ready to go to one of your relative house, and guess what? They preparing the way even before you get there. When you walk in, the food ready, amen. All you got to do is sit down and pick up your fork and let the Lord use you, amen. Praise God, amen. God goes before you to prepare the way, amen. And the good thing about it, he's with you. How many of y'all know God is with you? Man, I'm telling you, I'd have had some situations happen. I'm telling you, if it had not been for the Lord on my side, woo, where would I be? Amen. Oh, man, I'm telling you, God has protected me. Amen. I seen it with my own eyes. I mean, y'all going to get tired of me telling this story, but that's all right. Amen. I was driving that truck and it was raining. I'm telling you, it was so real to me, man. Come on, y'all. I was driving that truck and it was raining. I said, let me just pass this truck right quick. I whipped over to the other side and the truck kept going to the ditch. What was Terrell going to do? Jesus! I wish that's right. That was my cue. I wish it came out like Jesus. And then, I ain't come out like that, amen. But I called him, amen. But it's kind of ironic. I mean, within that short 2-3 seconds of time, boy, it was in slow motion. I thought about everything. I thought about the truck getting bent up. I thought about the truck flipping over. I thought about, you know, me getting hurt because normally I have my seatbelt on, but I didn't have my seatbelt on just for whatever reason. I was in a hurry. I mean, I thought about all of that. And then I thought about the words. I thought about, in this short few seconds of time, I thought about, I mean, it just went up in here. I mean, it was just like a movie. It just came out. God got you. As I was calling Jesus, Jesus! As I was calling him now, I mean, it was like a big barrier of peace was just right there. I mean, it was like here and here. It was just right all around me. I knew that everything was going to be okay. When I got down into that ditch, I said, ooh, Jesus, amen, praise God. Amen. That's probably why my hair got something. Somebody laughing too hard now. That is not funny, amen. That's another joke I'm going to stop making, amen. Y'all ain't going to be laughing on my expense, amen. All right. Turn to Genesis chapter 28, verse 15. Listen to what the scripture says. It says, behold, I am with you and will keep you wherever you go. Oh, I tell you what. Oh, Jesus. He said, listen, I'm with you and I will keep you wherever you go. I do a lot of work in Memphis. Used to, still do. How many know Memphis is a place? Man, they kind of wild up there in Memphis, amen. I had a meeting one morning. This was way early this year. Had a meeting one morning. I walked into, you know, to the meeting, a big meeting. And they came in, and one lady said, yeah, they had a lot of shootings last night. A guy just walked into the AutoZone and just started shooting. And that was so-and-so's husband that got shot. I'm just like, whoa, I know that guy. How many know that I'm driving around, I'm walking around in Memphis, but God says, Therese, I'm with you, brother. I'm with you, son. He said, and I will keep you wherever you go. I can remember, boy, let me go way back. I can remember when I worked at Dudley Products. The way we trained, you know, in sales, Mr. Dudley was old school. He said, we had to have suit and ties on. Boy, we had to be clean. I ain't had no goatee. All that was cut off. He said, no. He said, you got to have a baby face when you go out there so you won't look as threatening to the people. I said, okay, that's fine. I cut it all off and had my suit and tie. He gave us a briefcase full of hair products. And we had to go knock on door to door. I mean, he said, I want you to have tough skin. Boy, I had folks cut me out. I had folks slam the door in my face. But they ain't deterred me. Boy, I got them sales skills up. Amen. I found a way to sell them hair care products. I mean, it was a lot of fun to me. But I can remember that time I'm walking down the street. I ain't know I was in the hood. I was in Crack Alley. I ain't know. I'm from Mississippi. Amen. But we up in Charlotte, North Carolina, in the hood, boy. Me and one of my coworkers with briefcase. And I made a sale. Okay, good, because I always came in first place. Made another sale. I mean, I was selling big products. I'm talking about, man, I had a pocket briefcase full of money. And I was walking, going to the next house, and I seen some guys following me. Okay. So I'm walking, and I walk a little faster. They walk a little faster. So I just go to the first house I see, knock on the door, and the dude let me in, and get what happened? I sold some more stuff, and I sold a lot. I'm like, Lord, I got even more money on me. So I look out, and the way it looked clear, I jet to my car. It's way on the other side of the block. And I get in my car, and I see them walking around looking. But guess what? God said, Therese, behold, I'm with you. He said, I will keep you wherever you go. Amen. God is faithful. Come on, somebody say God is faithful. Amen. He's faithful. Amen. Watch this. Let's look at, he said, I'll keep you. You know that word keep means to watch over and defend? God watches over us. Amen. Amen. Back when we was young, we was younger. Amen. We had to watch over our food because somebody might eat it up. Amen. We had to defend. I said, I'm going to stop making them jokes. Anyway, come on. All right, let's go. Philippians chapter 4, verse 6 through 7. Let's turn there and let's see what the... I sure hope that Jesus is calling. Amen. That is Jesus himself. Amen. If you talk to him, tell him I'm going to call him a little bit late on my way home. Amen. Amen. All right. It says, be anxious for nothing. What does that word anxious mean? I mean, we could put a lot of big definitions to it, but in its bare form, what does it mean? Don't worry. God said, don't worry about nothing. Don't worry about... I'm glad he said nothing, because that's how I like to say it. God said, don't worry about nothing. Amen. Don't worry about nothing. I'm going to say it again. Don't worry about nothing. I'm going to say it for the English people. Don't worry about anything. Amen. He said, but in everything by prayer. God said, pray about everything. Amen. Pray about it. Amen. If you're going through something, remember in the lessons, earlier lessons we talked, if you're going through something, what does the Bible say? It says pray. If you're going through a tough trial or situation, God said, pray. He said, don't worry about anything, but pray about everything. He said, and with supplications. What's supplication? It's when you earnestly pray. Amen. Man, you got your heart into it. You serious about this thing. Amen. He said, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto God. You know, when we say request, I don't feel that it gives us the right understanding of what he's trying to say. God, the word request means to ask for something. God said, whatever you ask me for, he said, just ask me. Amen. Ask me. It's so simple. God said, ask me. Ask me for what you want. He said, let me know what you want. Let your request be made known unto God. Okay, God's saying, hey, let me know what you want. Amen. If I say, Tyrone, you know, make your request known unto me. It sounds kind of funny. I'm like, hey, we're like, hey, T, what you want, man? Just tell me what you want, man. I got you, man. Whatever you want, I got you, man. Amen. God's saying the same thing. Praise the Lord. And he said, and the peace of God, oh, I love it. He said, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding. Amen. Your mental grasp, the power, you know, understanding means the power to comprehend. Your comprehension, your mental intellect, amen. What your mind can perceive. He said the peace of God that passes all of what your mind can think of. You know, our mind will try to figure it out. Our mind will try to get the answer. It's going to try to figure a way out of this, a way out of that. God said that his peace that surpasses all of that will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. I'm telling you, meditate these scriptures, because there's going to be a time in your life, amen, that you're going to need to know that God is on your side. There's going to be a time in your life that you're going to need to know that, Lord, I can ask you for whatever I want, amen, amen. And you don't need to be feeling funny about it. You don't need to have any anxiety about it. You don't need to be double guessing yourself. But as you meditate this word, the Bible says plainly that faith cometh. Amen. It cometh. you know, by hearing, amen. And as you read this out loud to yourself and you hear yourself say it, guess what's happening, amen. Faith is coming, amen. Faith groweth, amen, praise God. And when faith is there, then you can speak and it'll come to pass, praise God. He said that the peace of God, which passes all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. You know, that makes me think about a football team. When I was in high school, I played football. I was a guard, amen. I was a left guard, amen. And on the other side, they had a right guard. And on the side of me, we had a left tackle. And on the other side, we had a right tackle, amen. And guess what? We did our very best to guard our quarterback and guard our running backs, open up a hole for them so they can get a touchdown. I mean, that's what the peace of God does for you, you, your family, your mind, your heart. He said, I will guard it, amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Amen. Psalms 118, verse 6 through 7. Let's take a look at that. Amen. It says, verse 6 says, the Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do to me? Glory to God. He said, the Lord is on my side. You know, and I think about it, man. We're talking about Jehovah God. We're talking about the creator of the universe. We ain't talking about no little person, no. We ain't talking about no little entity. We're not talking about a governor or a police department or, you know, somebody that you got in your corner, amen. We're talking about Jehovah God himself, amen. The one who sits on the throne, amen. The leader of the heavenly host, the heavenly armies. God is on your side, amen. Hallelujah. And you can ask yourself, man, what can these folks do to me? What can these situations do to me? What can the devil do to me, amen? Amen. Verse 7. The Lord is for me among those who help me. Therefore, I shall see my desire on those who hate me. Now, the Holman translation says, the Lord is my helper. Therefore, I will triumph on those who hate me. The Message Bible says, I will flick them. I will flick off my enemies like flies. You ever had a bug on you and you flick it off like that? Amen. Praise God. God is on your side. What I'm telling you, yeah. There's a devil. There's an enemy. But boy, I'm telling you, he has no power. He has no advantage over you, over the saints. Amen. Why? Because God is on our side. Amen. Amen. God is in our corner. He goes before us. He's with us. He goes with us wherever we go. Amen. I'm telling you, meditate this. Amen. Get it in your heart so that you will know the peace that God wants you to have in your life. One more scripture, maybe two more, and then we're going to shut it down. Romans 8:31. Everybody probably know this scripture by memory, but listen what it says. What shall we say? What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who? Somebody say who. Who in the world can be against us? Oh, spend some time meditating it. God is for me. Who can be against me? Oh, God is on my side. Who can be? What can man do to me? Oh, spend some time meditating, y'all. Meditate it. Read it. Think about it. Amen. And when you read it, take your dictionary, a Bible dictionary. You can get one offline, a Bible dictionary, King James Bible dictionary, free. You don't even have to buy one. Amen. Just Google it. Amen. And look up the words. Amen. And get that in your heart. Get that in your spirit. Amen. Praise God. So, when the enemy does come, you can withstand. You can stand there and not be moved. You won't be easily shaken or easily dismayed or easily interrupted. Amen. Praise God. Paris loves to say that y'all interrupting me. You know, we all be trying to talk and she's like, ho, 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 y'all are interrupting me. And she does not like to be interrupted. Amen. Praise God. Last one. I read this scripture Sunday, but I want to read it again. Psalms 91, verse 15 to 16. I love it. I mean, I absolutely. I know they got it up there, but I want to read it off this. All right, here we go. Now listen what Jehovah God himself said. He said, the end of verse 14 says, I will set him on high because he has known my name. That's very important. You know, at the beginning of Psalms 91, it says that he said, we will abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Amen. And remember, we talked about how in the world do you get a shadow on you? You got to be close to wherever that shadow is coming from. Amen. If you want to get under the shadow of a tree, you can't be way down the road. Amen. You got to be close to that thing. Amen. Praise God. You want to get the shadow of this building? Amen. When that sun is beaming hot, guess what? You got to get right up against that building or one of those canopies back there. If you want to catch that shadow, you can't be way out there in the yard. You got to get up under that thing, get close to it. Amen. So God said, because you are known my name, because you're close to me and you've been setting your love upon me, he said, you will call upon me and I will answer you. I'm telling you, meditate that, meditate that, meditate that, meditate that, so the enemy cannot play with your mind. Oh, God ain't going to come through for you this time. Oh, he'll try. Oh, he'll try. Amen. Oh, God. I mean, I know you prayed. I know you prayed. But what if it don't happen? Amen. I know you've been believing God and you sold your seed. But what if it don't happen? Amen. Praise God. When I was sick with COVID, I'm telling you, that's what he told me. He said, you're going to die, Teresa. I said, I bet you I don't. But then the thought came to my mind. Well, what if you just did? I said, what if I just don't? I told you I'm not gonna die, amen. But I mean, he kept coming. We had a whole conversation, amen. And I thought, this is what the words. That's what I'm doing. This is what the words. Jesus, woo, amen. But I said, this is what the word says, amen. He said, call upon me, and I answer you, amen. He said, I will be with you in trouble. Amen. I will deliver you and honor you, and with long life will I satisfy you and show you my salvation. Amen. And the salvation of God, hallelujah, it means everything is taken care of. Amen. And when Jesus died on the cross and he redeemed us and he paid the price, and redeemed us from the curse, guess what? I mean, we have everything. Why? Because we're heirs of God and joint heirs of Jesus Christ. What he got, we got. Amen. What he has, we have. Amen. What he has a right to, we have a right to. Amen. Praise God. Why? Because we're heirs. Amen. Remember Mephibosheth? Amen. And Jonathan told David, he said, you know, I want you to be kind to my house. Look after my house. Amen. Because they was in covenant with each other. And when Jonathan and King Saul died, you know, David went to go see, is there anybody of King Saul's house left around? Well, that was Mephibosheth, but he was crippled, and because his nanny dropped him. She was running and dropped him when he was a baby, and he was crippled. And he lived like a beggar. He lived like a person in poverty. But oh, when he met the king, woo! Oh, when the king showed up, hallelujah. Oh, he said, David said, you're going to dine at my table tonight, amen. Oh, and I mean, the Bible tells you, I mean, he had servants and he had land and they tilled the fields for him. Oh, he was a very important person. In other words, he had it going on. Amen. The brother got rich. Amen. The brother was rich. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. So the king wants to show up in your life. Amen. The king wants to show up in your situation. Hallelujah, somebody. Amen. Meditate these scriptures, because I want you to make sure that you know that God will never leave you nor forsake you. That does not need to be a question in your mind. This is how well you need to know it. How many of y'all, when you came in here, you got ready to sit down, how many of y'all shook that chair and make sure it wasn't wobbly? Amen. Yeah, ain't nobody do that, did it? You just sit down. Boom. Amen. Praise God. I do the same thing. Boom. I don't think about nothing. I just sit down. That's how I want you to know God is on my side. You got to know it in your heart, down in your spirit. Amen. God will never leave me nor forsake me. You got to know it in your heart, know it in your spirit. God is with me, and wherever I go, he goes before me. You got to know this in your heart, way down up in your shanana. Amen. That's where you got to know it. Amen. Praise God.